he just walked away. I didn't know what to expect now. I had my head down and I could hear them coming up. I clenched my jaw and waited for it. This time there were no rifles, just several quite severe smacks around the face. Every time they hit the near broken teeth, I screamed. I shouldn't have done that. They pulled my head up by the hair to get a better aim. Then they slapped several more times over the site. The slaps became punches that knocked me off the chair. But it wasn't very exciting compared with the last beating. Probably they thought they'd cracked it now, and I just needed a bit more encouragement. It lasted less than a minute. Back on the chair, I was breathing heavily, blood trickling down my front.
"Look, Andy, we're trying to help you. You do need help, don't you?"
"Yes, I do. But I don't know anything. I'm helping you as much as I can."
"Where are your mother and father?"
I went through the same story.
"But why don't you know where your mother is in America?"
I went through the same story. "I don't know because I have nothing to do with her. She didn't want me. So she went to America and I joined the army."
"When did you join the army?"
"When I was 16.
"Why did you join?"
"I've always wanted to help people. That's why I'm a medic. I don't want to fight. I've always been against fighting." I can tell this wasn't the answer he was looking for.
"Andy, look, obviously this way is not working."
And the beating started again.